My dear brethren, I know our main purpose today in church is to offer thanks to God on this day of National Thanksgiving, and I'd like to just offer some thoughts to help you in your gratitude. And we know that Thanksgiving is a very key part of our relationship with God, and we see this in the pages of Holy Scripture. The word thanks or thanksgiving comes up over and over again. And a few Sundays ago, we were given that gospel of the 10 lepers that were cured of a living death situation. And only one found it in his heart to come back and to say thank you. It's unfortunate how we as human beings can take things for granted. And we do take things for granted. We just assume it's always going to be there. And yet, when we really think about it, everything we have, everything of good that we possess, whatever good is in us, it's all from God. Somehow it is that gift from on high. So what we do need to do is often arouse ourselves or arouse within ourselves that spirit, the attitude, the act of thanksgiving. Ingratitude dries up piety. When there isn't that thank you that frequently goes from our heart up to God, then it diminishes devotion. But whenever we start making that list of things for which we're grateful, we find ourselves inspired to prayer. We find ourselves inspired to give gratitude, to give praise to God. So that's how important thanksgiving is. When we think of the holy sacrifice of the Mass and of prayer, we find that thanksgiving is one of the four purposes. Adoration is always listed first in our prayers. Thanksgiving is listed second. Thirdly, atonement or contrition, offering reparation for our sins. And then fourthly, asking for things. Human beings can fall into that pattern of making asking the most important or the primary purpose. Dear God, I need something. But what about those other three? Those other three need to be there. So I know I'm not preaching something you don't know. Gratitude is what brought you to church today, brought all of us here, and to give God the greatest thanks possible. There is no greater act of thanksgiving than the holy sacrifice of the Mass, because as we know, Jesus Christ in every Mass offers infinitely perfect adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, and supplication. But Jesus Christ is God, we always think, and rightly so. But let's not forget that in his human nature, that created part of him, you might say, that's what offers the infinite prayer to the Heavenly Father. And so we unite with the priest, with the secondary priest, but most especially with the primary priest of every Mass, who is Jesus Christ. And so today we're doing that, offering the joining with that infinitely pleasing prayer, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And when we receive Holy Communion, we are fully as possible participating in the Mass as well. I'm sure you'll find this interesting, but the very word Eucharist in the original Greek means thanksgiving. Coming up to the Holy Communion rail to receive our Lord is an act of course, adoration, but an inherent act of thanksgiving. And we might ask ourselves, what is my thanksgiving like after Holy Communion? How privileged do I sense that I am for those 15 minutes or so that I'm a living tabernacle? What is my prayer like? What kind of attention do I give to our Lord? So always remember that, a 15-minute thanksgiving from the time we receive Holy Communion not to slight our Lord by lack of attention or lack of devotion, but we say 15 minutes because we estimate that's about how much time our Lord is within us after we receive him. So let us continue to give thanks throughout our whole lives. And you know what? We're going to be doing that throughout eternity in heaven. Just thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I remember reading this earlier this week, that Thanksgiving is always a source of happiness. I mean, as soon as we start counting our blessings, we just start feeling happier. How can we not feel happier? So there's a joy that comes. But there's something else that we sometimes forget to thank God for, and it's because it's harder to do. And I think it's we forget to thank God for the crosses that we have in our lives. Yes, you heard me right. Thank God for the crosses? Well, not before the suffering or the sacrifice that it involved, but let's remember this, that there is a spiritual growth that happens in the times of challenge in our lives. And that's what we thank God for. So it's not just thanking God for the rose, but for even the thorns that come along with the rose. There are blessings that come in that way. And again, God doesn't want us to suffer for the mere sake of suffering, but he knows how we grow spiritually, how it prepares us for eternity in heaven, how it gains us merit in the next life. So let us, with St. Cecilia, whose feast we celebrate today, offer our full gratitude to God and to, of course, our Holy Mother Mary for her intercession. And we will be like the saints. Whenever we read their lives, we see this great gratitude welling up from their hearts as they acknowledged how much God had given to them. And we're joined with them today in a special way, but really throughout our lives. May our life be a life of thank you, God, for all of thy blessings that thou hast given to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.